This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian missile attacks rocked the Ukrainian capital Kyiv Sunday, striking at least two residential buildings near the city's center. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko was at the scene of one apartment building that had been hit in the shelling, where some 25 people were pulled from the rubble, including a 7-year-old girl. Reporter Anna Chernikova is in Kyiv and described the scene at the building with VOA's Flashpoint program.
For the moment, the rescue operation is still ongoing, and we don't know the final amount of casualties. We know that this was a 9-story building, and 7, 8, and 9 floors were destroyed. This was not the only target. This building is located in the area that was also under Russian attack previously. Over a month ago, when a Ukrainian journalist died, Russian missile hit almost the same building, just neighboring building.
A nearby kindergarten was also reportedly damaged with a crater left in its courtyard. A Ukrainian lawmaker says the early evidence suggests in total 14 missiles were launched on Kyiv. Military reports say Russia ramped up its use of cruise missiles Sunday, striking targets across northwestern Ukraine, including the city of Kharkiv. Air raid sirens were reportedly blaring in several cities. Meanwhile, Russian forces are trying to press their momentum after taking full control Saturday of the charred ruins of the eastern city of Severodonetsk. The latest intelligence update from British Defense Ministry says that Russia's capture of Severodonetsk still leaves Russia with a number of obstacles to totally occupying the eastern Donbas region. Those challenges include securing main supply routes and advancing to Kramatorsk to the north. This is VOA News. During the Group of Seven meetings beginning Sunday in the German Alps, U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. and other leaders from the G7 are planning to ban imports of gold from Russia. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The move is the latest in a series of sanctions that the Club of Democracies will hope isolate Russia economically over its invasion of Ukraine. A formal announcement is expected on Tuesday as the leaders meet for their annual summit. Biden and his counterparts will huddle on the summit's opening day to discuss how to secure energy supplies and tackle inflation, aiming to keep the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine from splintering the global coalition working to punish Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization said Sunday it was stepping up surveillance of infectious diseases in earthquake-hit areas of Afghanistan, following warnings by local authorities that thousands of survivors are at risk. Afghan officials reported at least 1,150 people were killed, many more injured, and thousands of homes were damaged or destroyed in Wednesday's powerful magnitude 6.1 earthquake. Most of the destruction occurred in southeastern Afghan provinces of Paktika and Khost, some of the poorest and most remote mountainous areas near the Pakistani border, which lack the infrastructure to withstand such disasters. Afghan Health Minister Sharafat Zaman said Sunday the people in the region are desperately in need of food and clean water. He urged the international community and humanitarian organizations to provide food and medicine. The WHO said in a statement that its response and that of all health partners on the ground is to treat the injured, save lives, and minimize the risk of disease in the aftermath of this tragedy. Ahead of NATO meetings to be held in the Spanish city later this week, thousands of demonstrators, many carrying the hammer and sickle flags of the former Soviet Union, marched in Madrid Sunday to protest the alliance and its agenda. Many of the marchers have argued an increase in defense spending in Europe, as urged by NATO, is a threat to peace. Organizers claimed 5,000 people joined the march, but authorities in Madrid put the number at closer to 2,200. Amid tight securities, leaders of NATO member countries will meet in Madrid Wednesday and Thursday as the organization faces the unprecedented challenge of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. NATO is expected to consider the applications of Finland and Sweden to join the alliance, though member Turkey opposes that expansion. The Nordic nations applied in the wake of Russia's assault on Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls the war a special military operation, he says in part responds to the accession of NATO of other countries. Repeating the hour's top story, Russian missile attacks rocked the Ukrainian capital Kyiv Sunday, striking at least two residential buildings near the city center. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This